Hi, welcome to Business Link. I'm Jason Ball, President and CEO of the Lincoln Chamber of Commerce, and we are here again in the AOI podcast studio here at the Chamber of Commerce, excited for the conversation today. Before we jump into that, I just want to remind everybody, if you're seeing this for the first time on social media, you can follow us on your preferred podcast app if you want to catch us there. Or, of course, you can see all of our past episodes at lcoc.com on our newsroom tab, under the Business Link podcast part of that website. And we are excited for a first on the Business Link podcast. We're joined by Mayor Lirian Gaylor Baird, our first elected official to appear on the podcast. Mayor, welcome to the AOI podcast studio.
Thank you, Jason. Thanks so much for having me. It's great to be with you and appreciate all your partnership and leadership in our community.
Yeah. You know, for those that don't know, going back many, many years, in addition to just the working partnership between the chamber and the city in general. The city is also a substantial funder, a half funder of the Partnership for Economic Development, also the subject of some of these podcasts. For that partnership, we're able to work to grow the economy in many, many ways. And the city's been such a valued partner as we go through that work too.
Well, likewise, we share so many priorities about supporting our businesses, attracting new ones, and just growing this city to be the best possible city it can be. And our work together matters a lot to our success. So we appreciate the Lincoln Partnership for Economic Development that we have created between the city and the chamber.
Yeah. Now, we've got you here today to talk about my favorite topic, I think, in the world. Is development services and how we grow the city and how some of the city departments that are relevant to development services maybe interact with the developers and some of the business projects that are happening. And I was real excited as, we've talked about this over a period of time. There's been some changes, additions that have been made. Some are process, some are people. Yeah. And thought it might be helpful to our members to have a conversation about what some of the new stuff is in that direction. Do you want to kick us off with some general stuff? And then I've got some specific things to ask.
Sure. Let's go inside baseball, development services.
Love it.
So much of what the city does is to try to cultivate economic opportunity for everyone in our community. We know that that's the foundation for so much. It's health and well-being and successful futures for our families. And so as we help facilitate the building of our city, literally, whether it's a new home or a commercial building, a new sort of public-private partnership that advances our quality of life, we are trying to think about how we can do that work more successfully. And that's a conversation. That is something that we are doing in conversation and collaboration with the people and businesses and growth and development community of Lincoln. And so while I've been mayor, I've been listening to what people have had to say, the good, the bad, the ugly, and trying to think about how we make sure that we are the best possible public partner in the building and development process. And we have a great strong team at the city. We have a development services center that is made up of building and safety, urban development, our health team, the planning department, and Lincoln Transportation and Utilities. And those directors of those departments come together on a regular routine basis to make sure that we are working across silos, that we are trying to deliver services and be responsive to the needs of the development community quickly and effectively. And so in having more dialogue and having more listening sessions, we thought about how can we do this better, stronger, faster. I think about it sort of like my $6 million man project. I don't know if you watch the $6 million man. I'm dating myself here, but Bionic Woman, Bionic Man were my favorite shows growing up.
Nice.
And, Steve Austin, we can rebuild him better, stronger, faster. That's what we're focused on at Development Services. How can we do things better, stronger, faster? And so we've been undertaking that work at a dedicated and routine clip for a while now.
Well, that's a really important set of conversations, obviously important to our stakeholders and of interest to them. Thought I might maybe dive in on some of the components that we've been sort of talking about. I think, and correct me if I've got any of this wrong, but I believe the city's implemented a new CRM, customer relation management system, to track the work through the process already. Do I have that right?
Well, we are absolutely focused on making this process clear and defined, and we're implementing new software to support that. But it's also about the, you know, human resources power that we're putting together. I mentioned that those teams at development services centers meet regularly, but that's really primarily been at the director level. And when an application for a new development has come through, there's had to be work to then schedule the right staff to come together to review and provide feedback and comments as it works its way through our system. And we listened to some of the folks who'd come through our system. Maybe they'd, you know, there's a large company that had was from out of town that wasn't as familiar with our system. Other folks who maybe don't have a development attorney who had to learn, had a steeper learning curve. And taking some of their feedback, we decided to create better customer service by getting engaged very early on with our applicants. This was something that we also saw in Boise, something happening in Boise, where a pre-application service was provided before you even submit things to our building and safety team, to our planning team. You can request the service of this team to sit down with you, talk through your ideas, provide information about how to navigate city processes, and get advice from multiple departments so that upfront you know what you're dealing with. Upfront you know an estimated timeline. We know that time is money, and we're trying to look for how many things can we do concurrently rather than in a linear, longer fashion. So the pre-application service, which is optional, is now available, and we've had a number of applicants use it, and we're getting some good feedback, and it'll continue to be an iterative process for us. But that customer management is now starting early, and it's more comprehensive. And as a part of that, we've provided customer service training for all of our development services employees, and they're about to begin some project management training too. Another key feature is that there will be one single point of contact as an applicant navigates the different areas of the city. We want there to be an accountability partner, someone who you know you can go to get your questions answered. So there's less confusion, more efficiency, and better shared understanding of where things are in the process.
That's a wide spectrum of adjustments to make. Let's if I can ask about the pre-application review process. You mentioned that was optional. So is that something that the staff recommends to maybe the client that they're working with, or is it something the client can just say, hey, I feel like I need some help, and that's one of the solutions that's suggested to them? Is a client requested?
Both and. We're sort of advertising this service now. We're making sure that people know that this is a service that we offer. And one of the ways that we've built in the structure of our departments to support the pre-application service is that every 2 weeks, representatives of the development services departments are scheduled to meet. And that way, on a rolling basis, as applications come in, we know that within 2 weeks, ideally sooner, but within 2 weeks, and no more than 2 weeks, we will be able to have a scheduled meeting with the applicant and start to answer their questions and start to lay out, you know, sort of an understanding of how the city works and what their needs are and how we can work together to have them be successful. So that structure is in place instead of having to try to gather folks together ad hoc. It is systematic and structured.
You know, and I notice in some of this too, you know, obviously the city's there to serve the needs of large and small operations and business. But, you know, when I hear you talk about some of this, and you mentioned it earlier for projects and businesses that maybe aren't of the size and scale that they've got their own staff team or external attorneys that they're working with, it seems to me that some of these adjustments can really benefit small business that might feel new or maybe overwhelmed by a process that they don't go through on a regular basis with the city.
They probably aren't paying for an attorney to guide them through, to shepherd them through. They're trying to do it themselves while they're managing the challenges of running a business, which are, you know, significant. And so we're really proud to be able to help companies or applicants of any size get a better understanding. That that really does create efficiency, not only because we're doing things concurrently, but also because there is a give and take. There are new things that come up when you're building something. You might dig in the ground and find something you didn't expect to find and have to go through a different process you didn't see coming. But what we're doing is making sure that people are getting answers to their questions early, before they even get started. So we're trying to remove as much of the risk and uncertainty at the front end of the process. And then also just reduce the number of reviews. So if we answer a lot of questions up front, then theoretically, what we hope will prove true is that there won't be as many staff reviews at the city saying, oh, no, you forgot this. Oh, wait, you got to do this. Yeah. We want to cut down the multiple reviews and try to take care of everything as much up front. Time is money, and we realize that, and we want to be supportive of cost-effective work at the city.
And I think that component, particularly that outcome, that desire, that goal, will be very well received by the folks that experience this process. Mm-hmm. And I think you've already gotten to it, but I just want to ask. You know, it sounds to me like part of the goal in finding these efficiencies or taking some of the friction or twists and turns in the system. Is the goal that people can get through to permitting, you know, faster and get their project up and moving more quickly than maybe they otherwise would have been able to?
That is absolutely a goal of ours. I mean, we know that a huge percent of projects do move very quickly through, but a lot of projects are complex and may require special permits or different approvals by planning commission. So we want to make sure that, you know, if you're doing a project in historic, you realize, oh my gosh, I have to go to historic preservation, or I have to go to the urban design review committee. Yeah. There's not necessarily an understanding that that's the case, and that adds time. So let's make sure we're mapping things out early, and that we're also getting to that permitting process and cutting down on the times you have to go back and forth with whoever you're working with at the city.
I think that's really great. Yeah. You mentioned earlier there is a people component or personnel component to this. Do you just want to expand on like what that might look and feel like for someone that goes through this process?
Yeah, when you have multiple city departments working together, trying to be respectful of each other's area domain of expertise, that can lead to some questions about who has the authority to make decisions. Mm-hmm. And so when there are questions about that, we now actually have a new development services manager who is charged with making sure that when there are forks in the road or when there are questions, if they're not easily solved, that they're run up the flagpole to a decision maker, whether it's a director of a department or even to my office. Yeah. And so that new person is Steve Dish, and he's got 30 years of public and private sector experience planning and development services. He's a Lincoln native, but has worked in communities across the country. So he brings a really valuable perspective, not only local, but far and wide. And so he is now setting agendas for the development services directors when they come together, raising up issues and keeping the communication moving freely and getting resolution to problems or questions as they arise.
I think that's great. And that project management role, Steve's role, it doesn't necessarily live with any specific department. It's very interdepartmental, I understand it.
Yeah. Right? He's sort of like air traffic control on steroids, you know, like let's make sure things are moving, you know, well, safely and successfully through the process. Yeah. And where there are hiccups, he's making sure that they get resolved. And aside from Steve, we have decided that one way we can be more supportive of the private sector applicants is to empower single point of contact, the planners who are assigned to projects, to empower them to be that sole point of contact so that they're the ones who the applicants understand they can go to, and it can get elevated to Steve or to a director if need be, but that there's an accountability partner. We think that's really vital for increasing the efficacy of what we do.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm excited to watch and kind of learn from the experiences of both the city and the private sector as this is implemented, but very, very interested in what that, how will you know if this has kind of been successful? Will there be any sort of, you know, whatever, 12 months from now, sometime later down the road, sort of a post review with some of the businesses that went through it?
Actually, one of the things that I've asked for them to do is charge them to do is to come up with a way to survey customer experience within the different areas of the city. So building and safety might have a counter kind of survey that can be implemented right on the spot, but the planners will be able to provide all the applicants, those project planners, the single point of contact will be will be making sure that their customers have the opportunity to complete a survey about their experience. We want feedback. We want to keep iterating and making sure that we're addressing the needs of those we serve. So that will help with some metrics kind of in real time. Mm-hmm. And then we're also tasked them with charge them all with coming up with metrics for different kinds of permit processes. You know, not every permit process can be done in a week, but for those that can, let's see how often we hit that target. For those that take longer, let's make sure that 99% of them are within that time frame. So developing metrics for how quickly we are able to keep things moving is part of this ambitious project as well.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to refer back to our trip to Boise that you took the time to come on in the summer of 2024 mm-hmm. with us, and thank you for that. I think one of the things that you learned a little bit more about in Boise that the city of Boise is doing for their development services is they've leveraged some external, sounded like contract resources mm-hmm. to grow the total number of team members that can help for the throughput review part of this. Yeah. Do you want to talk about some of that, too?
I'm so glad you brought that up. I really am grateful for the visit that we made as a community to Boise, Idaho. We were able to sit down with development services. That was one of my agenda items going mm-hmm. on that trip. And we did learn about how they've built capacity. And building capacity for the increasing demands mm-hmm. on development services was a big question that we wanted to examine closely. And it's a big charge of this effort to improve our development services. And so building and safety at the City of Lincoln, for instance, we were down a commercial plan reviewer, and that is such a specialized area of expertise. You have to have a lot of engineering background. You have to be, you have to have credentials. Mm-hmm. It takes time to actually credential someone who could even slot into that role. We luckily were able to fill that vacancy after some time. But to expand our capacity to complete commercial reviews, we are using the same external vendor that Boise uses. Mm-hmm. And that means that when we have peak periods of commercial permit applications, commercial review that needs to be completed, we can outsource some of that work mm-hmm. as needed when we don't want to have a backlog. So we want to make sure that we're keeping things moving. And that external consultant will be able to help us with that.
I think that's great mm-hmm. too. Shortening that time frame in any way possible. Yeah. And I think I don't want to miss the opportunity to make sure to recognize though that there's reasons for these reviews, right? There are core public safety, building mm-hmm. safety, fire safety issues mm-hmm. That folks are looking at, and so
anyone who saw that hotel in Florida just collapse on the beach because it hadn't been properly maintained or hadn't been built to standards of safety can understand that this is actually about not just growth, but public safety. And we take that really seriously.
Yeah. I hope, folks that go through this process, mm-hmm. we don't want to lose sight of that. Yeah. No one wants to cut corners. No one wants to mm-hmm. do things, in an inappropriate way. We want to build a city that's made in a way to last and for many generations to benefit from the built environment around us.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mayor, I'm curious to know, is there anything else that I haven't asked about today you wanted to make sure to share?
About development services?
Or anything else under the sun. This is your time on our podcast.
Well, I know that one of our shared priorities is, vital public infrastructure that helps grow the city and protect our safety and enhance quality of life. So I'm really grateful to the voters of Lincoln who supported the renewal of Lincoln on the Move. And I know that the chamber was a big support for that effort, making sure that people understood the question before voters and helping to make sure people understood the return on that investment. We've been able to, invest over $100 million in the previous iteration of Lincoln on the Move and anticipate that we'll be able to invest maybe as much as $144 million into our streets mm-hmm. over the next 8 years, thanks to the approval. So I'm really focused on making sure that we get that work underway soon and that we are delivering the results that our community expects and that support our businesses and our community.
Well, that was a great team effort. Mm-hmm. It took a lot of people, and we too at the Chamber are thankful to the voters that you know, understood that we've got a streets and road infrastructure that just needs to be invested in over time.
Yeah.
That's what it takes to keep it a good driving experience.
And
so we appreciate your leadership on that issue too.
Our, you know, our weather is what it is.
Yeah, that's right.
Those freeze-thaw cycles are tough on our streets. You know, Southern California doesn't have those and their streets look a little different as a result. But we know that that's our challenge. And so it's nice to see the crews out there, the orange cones of progress. Thank you for your patience, everyone.
Right.
Those orange cones are there to help get great work done. And I'm proud of our team at LTU and all the private contractors that are helping us make those streets smoother and safer for everybody.
Well, Mayor, thank you so much for your time today. Yeah. Thank you for your vision and leadership and, you know, continuing to tweak the system to make it a little bit more faster and smoother experience for everybody. We're grateful for your vision there.
Well, thank you so much for your partnership and leadership. We're getting great things done in Lincoln to make us the quality of life capital of the country.
I love it. I love it. Well, everyone, that's our episode for today here in the AOI Podcast Studio. This has been Mayor Lirian Gaylor Baird and Jason Ball at the Chamber of Commerce. We will see you next time.